This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Heavy fighting raged on the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, and other areas of Ukraine Thursday, amid indications the Russian military is using a pledge to de-escalate as a diversionary tactic while regrouping and resupplying its forces and redeploying them for a stepped-up offensive in eastern Ukraine. In comments to reporters Thursday in Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Russian forces in Ukraine are not withdrawing but regrouping. Stoltenberg said NATO members have yet to be convinced Russia was negotiating in good faith in peace talks in Istanbul Tuesday because Moscow's military objective since launching its invasion of Ukraine has not changed. In spite of this latest offensive, international intelligence agencies are saying things are not going as planned for Russia in Ukraine. Speaking in Australia Thursday, British Government Communications Headquarters Director Jeremy Fleming says Russian President Vladimir Putin miscalculated the response to his Ukraine invasion.
It's clear he's misjudged the resistance of the Ukrainian people. He underestimated the strength of the coalition his actions would galvanize. He underplayed the economic consequences of the sanctions regime. And he overestimated the abilities of his military to secure a rapid victory.
Fleming said many Russian soldiers in Ukraine are demoralized and refusing to carry out orders from their leaders. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian Emergency Services Agency says the death toll after a Russian missile strike Tuesday on the regional government headquarters in the southern city of Mykolaiv has risen to 20. The emergency services said rescuers have now found 19 bodies in the ruins since the strike devastated the government building there Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. unemployment benefit claims rose last week after hitting a 50-year low the previous week. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Some 202,000 Americans filed jobless claims last week, up 14,000 from the week prior, which saw the fewest applications since 1969. The applications generally track the pace of layoffs, which remain at historic lows. Roughly 1.3 million Americans were collecting jobless aid as of a dozen days ago, also the fewest since 1969. Employers added 678,000 jobs last month, with the unemployment rate falling to 3.8%. This month's data will come out tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. federal prosecutors in New York Wednesday charged a Chinese man with failing to register as an agent of the People's Republic of China after he conspired with at least one U.S. law enforcement officer and others to force individuals to return to China to face charges. The charges against Sun Hui Ying were unsealed Wednesday in a Manhattan federal court criminal complaint. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, in a release, said the man's actions were part of what the Chinese government labeled Operation Fox Hunt, a program announced in July of 2014 intending to locate and repatriate Chinese nationals facing claims or charges against them who fled to foreign countries. In the release, U.S. Attorney Williams said Sun is at large in China after operating in the United States from February of 2017 up until last month. The release said Sun hired private investigators in the U.S. to gather personal information on people targeted by the Chinese government. In one instance, Sun met with an individual in New York City along with a local U.S. law enforcement officer to threaten and pressure that individual, who was targeted by the Chinese government with claims she'd face adverse and retaliatory actions if she didn't comply with the Chinese government demands. U.S. Navy officers say a naval aircraft with three people on board crashed in waters near the Atlantic coast boundary of Virginia and Maryland on the U.S. East Coast late Wednesday, killing one person. Naval Air Force Atlantic Public Affairs Officer Commander Rob Myers told the Associated Press the plane was conducting routine flight operations in the vicinity of Wallops Island, Virginia, when it went down around 7:30 p.m. local time. Myers said the two people were rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard with injuries described as non-life-threatening, and one was found dead in the aircraft. The identities of the other three were not immediately released by the Navy or local officials. Repeating this hour's top news story. Heavy fighting continued to rage in the outskirts of the Ukraine capital, Kyiv, and other areas of Ukraine Thursday. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.